Subconscious Whispers with Dr. Steve G. Jones, Module 2. Welcome back. Welcome to Module 2. Module 2 is called Delving into How the Subconscious Uses Information. So I'm going to teach you about that now in this module. Once the subconscious receives information, it interprets all aspects of it, and it utilizes your database of knowledge to understand what's going on. So sights, sounds, smells, tastes, feelings, emotions, thoughts, and hunches are all analyzed. All of this is tagged in a way that even scientists don't quite understand yet. And realize that the moment a specific subconscious trigger is set off, well, the mind can access this information. So the information can come in from a form of suddenly knowing an answer or deja vu feeling, but this is actually information from your subconscious mind, and it can feel like a gut feeling that tells you how to react in a situation. Another way that it works is you may not even notice anything going on. Your mind might just leap into autopilot mode based on the information that it has. In other words, the subconscious mind essentially says, I've got this, I'll take it from here, and the conscious mind is sort of put aside while the subconscious mind starts to run the show. So you're starting to see how powerful the subconscious mind is. It can actually influence the conscious mind, or it can take over what's going on. That's why it's so important to get those weeds taken care of by the roots. This is why it's so important to listen to your intuition, to the inner feelings that you have. I remember one time when I was looking for real estate, and I was looking high and low here and there in the city, and it just didn't seem to be coming together. I didn't know what to make of everything. The market was kind of going up and down, and interest rates were doing interesting things, and there were so many different parts of town I could live in with so many different options. I didn't know what to think of anything. Too much information. So I decided to follow my intuition. Now, intuition, as defined in this program, is your subconscious mind speaking to you. Your subconscious mind has the information. So let's look at what was really going on in that situation. I was driving around with a realtor for a few months, by the way, and looking at different properties, different price ranges, different options. Some places were near an airport, which is kind of nice. Some places were far from the airport, which is also kind of nice because you don't get the airport sounds. I was looking at high rises. I was looking at large houses. I was looking at small houses. I was looking at gated communities. I was looking at guard gated communities because you can have a gate for a community and not have a guard there. And so anyone who has the code can get in. So there is a difference. So there are a lot of different options, in other words, all kinds of options. Probably if you put all of them together with all of the different combinations, there were probably at least 100 different options for me. When you factor in the part of town, the size of the house, the type of the house, the age of the house, the distance from the airport, etc., you could probably get 100 distinct different possibilities of categories of houses. So I was in a bit of a situation, wondering what to do. It was overload. My brain was full of information. I was very well educated about the area, but I wasn't coming to a clear decision. Nothing stood out as being better than anything else. But guess what was also going on during this entire process? My subconscious mind was putting the pieces together. It was actually lining up everything, looking at everything, analyzing everything, doing a lot of the work for me that my conscious mind wasn't able to do because it was overloaded. When I consciously made attempts to think about it logically, it just wasn't working because there were too many good options. So it probably would have come down to just throwing a dart at a board, which, by the way, is not necessarily a negative idea either, because your subconscious mind can guide that dart to the board. As long as you're looking at the board, or as long as you look at it before you close your eyes and then throw that dart, there's some validity to that. Your subconscious mind can guide your hand in throwing that dart. So although that seems like an odd way to do things, or it seems like it wouldn't work, or it seems a bit random, it's actually got a lot of potential validity to it because your subconscious mind can step in. But I didn't close my eyes and throw a dart at a board. What I did instead was just started to listen to my intuition. What was coming up for me? What was I thinking of? And a lot of times my intuition, my subconscious mind, as defined in this program, will speak to me in song lyrics. little songs will come to mind. And that wasn't happening in this case. Sometimes, you know, a song lyric can be very poignant. It can say something, and then you're listening to it, you're thinking of the song over and over your head, and you're playing it over, and you think, why is that song lyric playing in my head? Why is it going over and over? And you think, oh my goodness, when I listen to the words of that lyric, the sentence, a message for me, my subconscious mind is attempting to say something to me through having me remember the song lyric. Well, that happens to me sometimes, but that wasn't happening in this case. So I didn't have that to go on. What I had to go on was my intuition. What was my gut feeling, if you will? Now, the reason I'm saying that the intuition is defined in this program as being the subconscious mind giving you information is because I also believe that there is such thing as spiritual intuition, metaphysical intuition, and I discussed that in other programs. But in this program, we're talking about your subconscious mind, which is sort of like a large computer that computes everything and wants to give you information if you will just work with it. So I was starting to realize that the only way out of this situation that I was in, which was finding a home, was to tune into my subconscious mind by listening to my intuition. What was my gut feeling about what was going on? So once I started tuning into that, I started thinking of a particular part of town for no apparent reason, by the way. And a lot of times that's the way it works. Your subconscious mind has put the pieces together in a way that you probably don't consciously realize. There are certain advantages to what your subconscious mind has come up with. For me, the advantages were not clear. I didn't know why it was thinking of that part of town. I soon realized, though, once I started paying attention to it, because that part of town kept calling me, if you will. I took a ride at night because I stayed there for a few months as I was looking for real estate, and I followed my intuition one night and started riding around that place. No realtor with me, no map or anything, just riding around that part of town, and guess what I found? I found the perfect spot, and I felt right when I got there. It was at night. I think it was 11 o'clock at night, hardly any traffic on the road. It was great. So I had spent months with the realtor telling me, this is great for this, that's great for that. Oh, you can get a good investment here. This is good because no airplane noise. This is good because it's close to the airport. All kinds of information. I was on information overload. But once I cleared all that out, and I took a drive by myself to this part of town that was calling me, if you will, which was just my subconscious mind advising me to head over in that direction. I knew the way, by the way, because I'd been there many times with a realtor, that part of town and many other parts of town. We covered the entire town. But I knew the way, my subconscious mind did, so I was on autopilot, if you will. Still obeying all the traffic laws, of course, but following my intuition. Turn here, turn there, turn there. Okay. I was using the force, if you will. Although it sounds odd, it actually works because your subconscious mind has all of the information. The computer has the information and it can guide you if you'll let it. And so once I found that part of town, I started looking more at it the next day on a map and so forth. And I realized it was ideal because it was far enough from the airport that when I record programs such as this one, there's no airplane sound, which is a big deal when you're recording things. You don't want an airplane sound, especially when you have the recording studio built into your house. You don't want to have all these high power noises outside that you have to fight against and build extra insulation for. It was also close to the freeway, yet far enough from the freeway that it was not getting freeway sounds. It was in a part of town which was newly developing, so it wasn't overpriced, yet the houses were relatively new compared to the rest of town, and it offered the security that I wanted for when I'm away, because I travel a lot, so I'd want my home to be secure when I'm away. It offered everything. So it had the right price, right location, right sound. Everything was just right because I followed my intuition. And this was after months of listening to a realtor say, you should do this, you should do that, you shouldn't do this, you might do that, etc. Now, actually, all of that information was helpful because as the realtor was sharing all this information with me, my subconscious mind was categorizing it and processing it, putting it to a test. Will this be good or will it be not so good? Will it be beneficial or will it be detrimental to my personal goals? So I want to encourage you to follow your intuition. So let's switch gears a little bit, and I want to talk to you about how your thoughts and feelings can be thought by the subconscious for various reasons. First of all, it's our job to prove to the subconscious that certain things are factual. Previous information stored in your deep mind, your subconscious mind, may contradict new information. So if you want to get new information in there, you've got to convince your subconscious mind that the new information is correct and actually replaces the old information. And this is why we can easily dismiss certain statements as false or jump to conclusions, because our subconscious mind has this way of dealing with things based on the information that it has. Now realize that your subconscious mind can have information that's not actually factual based on things that got in there. For example, it is possible that your subconscious mind thinks that the world is flat because people's subconscious minds used to think that. It's not true. The world is not flat. The planet Earth is round. We know that now. It's a sphere. But that's an example of how information can get in people's subconscious minds. A lot of times groups are responsible for that, because if everybody's thinking the same thing, well, people just accept it until somebody says, hey, you know, I don't think so. I'm going to sail out that way, and I'll bet I'm not going to fall off the Earth. I'll bet I'll do something else. I bet it goes on. Or maybe it even goes around. We'll find out. So until somebody says that, group accepts it as reality. So it's really nice when your subconscious mind and your conscious mind can work together. And that balance between intuition and logical thought is very important for success. So some people are more in tune with their subconscious minds than others, and this is why some people seem gifted when it comes to getting what they want. It also explains how some people have learned to manage their emotions with ease. Someone who is constantly making mistakes, if you will, I don't think anything's really a mistake, but you know what I mean, someone who's going up against a brick wall repeatedly, seems like a little more often than they should. And if they're feeling stressed about it, well, this is probably an example of a person who's not in tune with their subconscious mind very much. And so if you found yourself in that situation, then I encourage you to listen to the rest of this program. People who truly listen to the whispers from their subconscious mind learn to communicate with it, and they find ways to improve how their subconscious mind works and to constantly focus on inward progress. You may have heard that it's what's on the inside that counts, and that is quite literal when it comes to the subconscious mind. When you finally learn to master your subconscious as well as your conscious minds, then this is the point at which you will truly unlock your true potential and make your dreams come true. The subconscious has the really fascinating task of sparking creativity, inspiration, imagination, etc. within us. So it takes all of the ideas that we think about, even if we just think about them for a second, and it combines them into an endless pool of potential that we can tap into. Our subconscious mind can also go off like a light bulb, whispering to our conscious mind during times that we need inspiration, such as with the story I shared with you when I was looking for real estate. Some people wonder how I've created 9,000 hypnosis recordings and 22 certification programs, programs that certify you in things like hypnosis, neurolinguistic programming, life coaching, etc. People wonder how I've done all of that, how I continue to create ideas and products and generate these concepts and these programs that help people. Well, I tune into my subconscious mind because my subconscious mind knows what people need. I look around and I see what people need. I don't always consciously acknowledge it, but my subconscious mind knows, and all I have to do is tune into my intuition. That's what gives me a huge advantage in creating programs that help people, because I'm tuned into my subconscious mind. So I encourage you. Now, in Module 3, we're going to talk about exploring how our mind works. So tune in for that. Join me in Module 3. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.